A slew of bipartisan antitrust bills introduced in Washington could change the way some of the biggest tech companies operate. For more, let's bring in Elizabeth Jawaskin. She's the Silicon Valley correspondent for The Washington Post. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hey, Tanya.
So folks actually might remember that there was this 16-month bipartisan investigation of tech companies. And these bills come out of that. They are recommendations made by a House antitrust panel. One of the biggest proposed changes is something that is pretty common in Silicon Valley, and that's the ability for big companies to acquire smaller, rising competitors. One of the bills would bar that practice. This is significant, isn't it?
I think it's very significant. It's one of the aspects of these bills that I would call a major blow to how big tech operates and does business. Google, Amazon, Facebook, and Apple have all had over 100 acquisitions in recent years. It's a large number of companies because of the Silicon Valley culture of startups. And in the case of Facebook, for example, they've really used the acquisitions to position themselves in the market in a dominant way. Facebook is not growing in the United States, the main Facebook, but they own WhatsApp and Instagram, which at the time were not dominant services, but are now almost as big, or in some ways getting as big as Facebook. And so if the big blue app that Mark Zuckerberg built in college, if that dies off one day or becomes a nothing burger, he still has these other services that allow him to own the biggest social network of the world, and ditto in some ways the other companies.
There's another element in this series of proposed legislation that would also make it easier for people to use different tech services together or move their data to a competitor. What kind of implications could this also have?
I consider that to be one of the other major blows to the big four. You know, it's known here in Silicon Valley as data interoperability. And it's just this idea, every consumer knows this, how hard it is to switch, but port your data over. Like, you can't take your data from Facebook and just drop it on a competitor service. We all know how hard it is to switch between Apple and Android. And this is already, by the way, well underway in Europe, which is to say that regulators are looking around the world are looking and saying, how can we promote competition? And one way they could do it is actually legally force and regulate the creation of code of technology, because it requires building all new platforms and services to basically build new protocols for the internet that would allow consumers to do something as simple as port over your data, because that makes it easier to leave a service when you're disappointed. One of the aspects of monopolies that's hard to prove in American law is, what's the harm to consumers? If these products are so great, everyone loves Google Maps, Gmail, what's the harm? And one of the ways that people might be able to express their dissatisfaction is by leaving the services. But there's these big walled gardens. It's very hard to do that. So it's hard to express dissatisfaction.
On Monday, Republican Senators Chuck Grassley and Mike Lee introduced a bill that would shift all antitrust enforcement from the FTC and the Federal Communications Commission to the Justice Department and allocate about $600 million to the DOJ's antitrust division. What does this indicate about Republican efforts with antitrust?
The big question is, there's these big spate of bills that are introduced by Democrats on Friday, and will Republicans support it? I mean, we look at what's happening with the rest of Biden's agenda right now in Congress. It's slowed down because there isn't always bipartisan support, and there's lots of debate. So in this case, what you see is Grassley and Mike Lee basically saying, we don't want a solution that's regulatory. We want a solution that is enforcement. It's around bringing cases in an emboldened Justice Department. And we're going to embolden that Justice Department, which is already, by the way, has major antitrust cases against Facebook and the other big four. So they've been really emboldened under the Trump administration. And Grassley and Lee are saying, yeah, let's embolden the lawyers to actually use the existing antitrust laws, but with more muscle behind it, to fight these cases. And what's interesting about these bills is they have a lot more bipartisan support right now than other initiatives. So right, they very well could pass. But when you look at them, you say what the other lawmakers are saying is, no, we can't just wait for the lawyers and the Justice Department to come after these companies after they've already done harm. We need to try to create new structures in our society and our business that stop the companies from being so powerful and dominant and potentially harmful to consumers in the first place.
How are tech companies reacting, or how do you anticipate they will respond?
Just armies of lobbyists. These are the biggest lobbyists in Washington already, and that is going to grow. And now they actually have something concrete to fight against, as opposed to the last few years when we've seen these hearings and hearing after hearing and testifying and Zuckerberg testifying and lawmakers talking, saying they were going to do it. But now they have something to fight against and to erode. So I'm interested in seeing whether they're going to try to poison the well in some ways by not making the bill seem politically impalatable so that they don't get the bipartisan support, or in some ways weakening those hurdles that will be created, for example, to buy new companies or to create products on their platforms. And so you can really see the companies trying to lobby to water it down. They're already very publicly saying that this would really hurt competition, and they're bringing in China. They're saying, well, look at the competition from China. Do we really want the next generation of great internet companies to not be American? And you're going to see a lot of that talk as well.
Elizabeth Dwoskin is a Silicon Valley correspondent for The Washington Post. As always, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.